And God's got a word just for you. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And if you want to find the entire story, you can begin reading around verse 14. But we're going to only read from verses 20 through 22. When you found it, please say amen. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And we want to begin reading around verse 20. And the word of God reads as follows. And early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. And they set out. Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." And they began to sing and praise, and the Lord set ambush against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. And the men of Ammon and Moab rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. And after they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped destroy one another. And today I want to use for a subject, your victory is in your praise. Your victory is in your praise. When we look at this passage, we find that God's folk find themselves in a precarious situation. In other words, they find themselves in a mess. And a small number of praisers were facing a huge army, and many didn't know what to do. Now, today, when you face your circumstances, your issues, your this, that, or the others, or when giants come up in your life, what do you do? Now, I know we got some real religious folk here in Gadsden, Alabama, and some of them say, don't take all that praise the Lord stuff, and all you got to do is just live the life and just keep your mouth shut. But now, when I look in 1 Peter chapter 3, in verse 15, it simply says this, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready." Somebody say ready. "Be ready to give an answer to everyone that asks you the reason of your hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Now, you can't answer anybody if your mouth is always closed. Now, you can live a good life. Let me give you an example. The children of Israel were God's chosen people, amen? And he gave them a command to march around the walls of Jericho 7 times. And the command said that on the 7th time, they were to give a loud shout and the walls would come tumbling down. Now, they could have marched around the wall and pity-patted God and looked real pretty and sophisticated, and when they got through marching, the walls would have still been standing. See, praise explodes strongholds, and it will pave your way to victory if you'll only just praise. Now, when we look in the book of Acts chapter 16, we can recount the story of Paul and Silas as they were locked in jail. And the word of God says that one sung a song and the other one said a prayer. And they did this because they knew how to get into the presence of God. Now, their lifestyle, true enough, which is praise, but their lifestyle is what put them in jail. So their lifestyle was not going to get them out of jail. It was going to take something more than that, and it's called praise and worship. Help me, somebody. Don't y'all look at me like that. Because see, what happens is, as I told you before, God inhabits the praises of his people. And if you want something to happen in your life, then you got to speak to things that are not as if they are. Let me draw it on a circle of sins. Dr. Martin Luther King could have marched the streets of Birmingham all he wanted to. But nothing happened until he spoke to things as if they were. And he said, I have a dream that one day. Now praise is for what God has already done. And praise is also for what God is about to do. Somebody ought to praise him up in here. Then when I look in Psalms, the 22nd number of Psalms, in verses 2 through 4, it simply says, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, and thou hearest not. And in the night season, and I am silent, but thou art holy, O God, that inhabiteth the praise of Israel. See, our fathers trusted. And he said they were not delivered. But Paul and Silas simply followed in the footsteps. They began to praise God in the midst of their situation. See, the original word praise comes from the Hebrew word, which says barak, which means to bless God. And we've got to learn to bless God regardless of whatever situation you might be in. Somebody said, well, why do I have to praise God? Or why do I have to bless God? Because I'm feeling kind of down right now. But I tell you, your victory is in your praise. Look at Isaiah 61, verse 3. And Isaiah recorded it this way. He said, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them the beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for their mourning, the garment of praise for their spirit of heaviness. Now, sometimes you need to take off some of these clothes you got on and put on the garment of praise. Louis Vuitton might be nice, but Louis on your back won't praise him. But the word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord look pretty. It said, say so. Now you can't say so with your mouth quiet. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now I'll tell the world that God has been good to me. And his mercy is everlasting. See, I praise God for what he's done for me. See, I wasn't fit to live, but I wasn't ready to die. And all of us have been in that boat. I don't care how religious you are, how saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost you think you might be. Your life has been a mess, and you still toe up today. But you better praise God for the things he has done. My hope is in God. See, when you buy clothes, clothes go out of style. But when you dress yourself with the garments of praise, it's always in fashion. Praise is always in order. Psalm 71:14 screams off the pages. But I will hope continually, and I will praise thee more and more. Somebody said, well, why do you keep praising? Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That means that when you're creative, help me, Holy Ghost, when you're innovative, your praise will never die. See, that's the reason in the book of Isaiah, it says that God will do a new thing. In other words, sing unto God a new song. See, I can't praise him about somebody coming out of slavery because I wasn't in slavery, but I can praise God for picking me up, turning me around, and placing my feet on higher ground. See, I can't praise God for what he did for grandmama, but I can praise God for what he's done for me because, see, he's been so good. He's been so kind. And see, what happens is God made you to praise him. Praise the Holy One. And what happens is when we get away from praise, we allow the enemy to steal our victory. And when we look at when the Holy Spirit shines on our text here, we find that Judah, which means praise, is in a tight spot. And this lets me know that Satan will try to kill your praise. See, when you sit down, when you know you ought to be standing up, that's nothing but the devil trying to steal your praise. Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir were trying to destroy. They were trying to demolish. They were trying to wipe out Judah. But the Bible said that God was with Judah. And everybody in here, I don't care how old or how young you might be, everybody can experience God's power through praise. Somebody said, how can you do that? You can add God's superpowers. Think about this. If you'll add God's superpower to your natural praise, then what you will get will become supernatural praise power. Y'all missed that. Let me say, I want to say that one more time. If you will add God's superpower, in other words, the words are that God is omnipotent, he's all powerful. If you will add his superpower to your natural praise, then what you will get will be supernatural praise power. But you know, so many of us, we don't want to praise God. See, when you leave here, when I leave here sweating. Because, see, I want to give God everything that I got. If we go to the football game, we'll find ourselves jumping up and down and cheering, hollering, touchdown. And when the band gets up, we start moving. But in church, we can't get us to move. But in order to praise God, you got to seek God. And you know, as I was reading the word, I discovered that even that the devil is a little bit slow. Because see, he don't pay attention to historic information. Because see, when he starts trouble, he overlooked the fact that, and we all do it, that when trouble comes, we run back to who? We run back to God. That's the reason James 4:8 simply says this. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Now, you got to understand now that you're not some low-down creature that you can't ask God for what you need. Listen to me. See, the Word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace. And it's your right. Somebody say, it's my right. It's your right to ask God for miracles in your life. Somebody say, put some word on it, preacher. Matthew chapter 7. And when we look in verses 7 through 8, it simply says this. Ask. Somebody here ain't asked nobody nothing. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. And for everyone that asketh, help me, Holy Ghost, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Now, if you go back to all that scripture requires some action. And you can't sit on your ask means I got to open my mouth. Knock means I've got to lift up my hands. And seek means I can't stand right where I am. It might not knock me on top of my head, but I might have to go somewhere. Might have to move. Somebody said move where? Move out of some of them traditions you're stuck in. And seek God. You can't find God through grandmama. Grandma found God for herself. And you better find him for yourself. I'm going to say, give me some more words, preacher. I know I got some doubters. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, to seek the Lord thy God, and ye shall find him. And you got to seek God with all your heart. Isaiah said, seek him while he may be found. And then all of us are familiar with 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and it don't say sit down, it says, and seek my face and turn, still got some action, from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and forgive their sins, and he'll heal the land. That lets me know that after we seek God's face, he's going to send the word, but it's up to you to receive the word. See, all of us can seek him, but now when the word is found, it's up to us to receive what the word has to say. Psalms 119:105 says, and his word shall be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, God's word is true. And if you begin to praise God, he'll open up your understanding, because you can get real close to him when you praise him. Then I got to realize that the word was not put in my heart to stay. For Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. And see, fire will cause you to move. See, I know it's not all about emotion, but see, when I get close to God, it's a relationship, and a relationship has emotions. And that's the reason I can say, oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. That's why you can praise God. See, you praise God in the sanctuary. His word says that we praise him in the firmament of his power. See, somebody ought to praise God for being omnipotent. Praise him for his mighty acts. Anybody ever been in a mess and thought that there was no way out? But God brought you out. See, and somebody is too sophisticated to praise him like he ought to be praised. But I got to call Psalms 150. And it says this: praise him with the sound of the trumpet. And then it tells me I gotta praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Then it tells me to praise him with the timbrel and the dance. You know, you can't dance in some folk church, but see, God gave me a step. Hey, and I gotta praise him. It says with the string instruments, that's guitar. But I know some of you say that you ain't gonna have that in your church, but that's the reason you ain't having church, because it ain't your church. It's supposed to be God's church. Then it says praise him with the organs. Then praise him with the loud cymbal. Somebody hit that cymbal over there. Praise him. We finna have church up in here. Crank these guitars up. We finna have a praise fest up in here. Somebody said praise him with a trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Let everything that have breath praise my God. See, I know that God is so good. That's the reason I gotta come before his presence with singing. I gotta make a joyful noise, because everything belongs to God. See, somebody said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. Not your preacher, not your deacon, but God is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. I just praise God for making me. And then right now, how many of you know that his mercy, talking about mercy, endureth forever? Every Christian ought to add God's power to your praise. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, when I look at my text here, Jehoshaphat and the people, they will begin to say, I don't know what we're going to do. Somebody said, I need a 9mm to protect myself. Then somebody else said, I better get my double barrel to protect myself. But Jehoshaphat said, no, I need me some singers. Can I find some singers this morning? He said, now, what my singers gonna do? We gonna have a little bit of praise and worship. I know that might offend some of y'all, but we gonna have some praise and worship. And when the enemy come up on me, I'm just going to say, praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's a worthy to be praised. And then somebody said, which way you going to look when you start fighting? Ain't going to look into the devil's eye, but I'm going to look to the hill from which cometh my help, knowing that all my help comes from the Lord on high. And see, somebody said, God will fight your battle. Ever had a battle that you thought you couldn't win? The odds were stacked against you. Well, right now, I can see Moab. I can see the Ammonites. I can see those from Mount Seir thinking they finna wipe out God's children. But they just didn't know that God was about to do a supernatural real thing. I can hear somebody begin to pray. Then I can hear somebody begin to moan. Then I can hear somebody say, I'm going to lift up my hands and say, Father, I stretch my hands to you. No other help I know. No other help I know. And then all of a sudden, can't you see the Moabites? They cocked the double barrels. The Ammonites
pulled out the M16, and the folk from Shur pulled out the rocket launcher. But then all of a sudden, some praise came forth. Praise locked up the M16. Praise caused a 9mm to jam. And the word of God said that, see what happened, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And see, when you read the text, you'll find out that the enemies began to fight themselves. And the Ammonites killed the Moabites. And in about that time, the old from Mount Seir got upset and started killing the Moabites and the Ammonites. And when it was all over, God said, now children of Israel, go pick up your spoil. All that was against you, the land is now yours. Don't you tell me that God can't give me the victory. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Somebody ought to get a praise on up in here. Well, somebody said, I never faced an enemy like the Ammonites. Well, how many of you been down to your last dime? Didn't know what you were going to do. The power cut off. The gas cut off. Ain't even no noodles in the cabinet. But then you drop down on your knees and said, I'm going to have a praise fest. Anyhow, see, somebody tell me I'm getting ready to praise him. Can I tell you a story? Can I tell you a story? They tell me there was a woman that had a bunch of children, and then her husband died, and then she would always say grace before every meal, and finally all the meat was gone. They were down to just beans, and then finally all the beans were gone, and then the son said, Mama, what you gonna do? And then she sat down and said, Father, I thank you for what we are about to receive. Then about that time, a knock came at the door. They said it was a missionary sister. That baby, we thought about you. We bought you some meat, and we bought you some beans, and we bought you some greens. We wanted to let you know that God will, God will, God will, God will, God will, God will. Hey, 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 God will make a way out of no way, out of no way, out of no way. Somebody said I wasn't going to make it. Somebody said I wouldn't be here today. But I said I'm going to praise him. If I have to praise him by myself, then I felt like David. I said, yea, though I walk through the valley, ever been in a valley of the shadows of death, I ain't scared. Because I got a no-limit soldier. I got praise on my side. Somebody said, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday hour. Praise him at the midnight hour. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody said, I'm broke right now. Well, you better get you a broke praise. Because when God come through, when God come through, when God come through, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, hey, 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 somebody ought to praise him. There's victory in your praise. There's victory in your praise. Don't let nobody shut your mouth up. Don't let nobody discourage you. But be encouraged. Be encouraged. God will give you the victory. Thank God for the victory right now. How many of you thank God for the victory? I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory. Victory is not in complaining. Victory is in your praise. Victory is in your praise. Will there be one right now? I just want to praise you. Will there be one right now? The invitation is given. And God is standing right now with arms wide open. And he's saying, come on, right now. Don't care what you done. God, right now, will make a way. God will make a way, amen. Hey, baby. Hey, have a seat right there. So stay.
just wanna praise
forever,
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 forever.
All that you do, I know you do.
Coming from water baptism.
Amen. Let's just give God some praise. Amen. Miss Tia, just got a couple of questions to ask you. Do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he died and he got up again and he died for our sin? Do you believe that?
Yes.
Yes, she said yes. Amen. And the Bible says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and thou shalt be saved. Now, I want to tell you something. The Bible says, and the host of the wild shall be led by a child. Now, Miss T shared something with me last week that some of y'all ain't got enough sense to share. See, when we look at the Bible, and we have Bibles that kids ain't paying attention, and we say, thy kingdom come. And she told me last week, she said, somebody came to me and they showed her a kingdom. And some grown folk in here ain't got enough sense to realize about the kingdom. And that's enough. And when she saw that, she said she was ready to do what she did today. Some of y'all out there need to get ready. Some grown folk, amen. Baby, just keep trusting in Jesus and he'll help you through your life. You need to just stay close to him as you can, okay? Stay in Bible study. And I don't care if your friends listen or don't listen. You listen, okay? And what we're going to do, we're going to baptize Miss T next Sunday, amen? You go ahead and have a seat, baby. We love you. And let's just give God some praise right now. Let's give God some praise, amen?